Chapter 22. The water burst out of the showerhead with a furious hiss. Duo slung his leather coat over a nearby pipe and stepped under the flow. Wu Fei shrugged off his jacket and joined him. His clothes were immediately soaked, and the water ran unpleasantly down the inside of his pants. It was cold and stank of alkali. The flow pummeled them, biting into whatever skin was exposed. They'd found the emergency shower near the exit of Recyke's chemical storage hangar, a first-line measure of aid for chemical spills or acid burns. Wu Fei sheltered his eyes and watched as the water reddened Duo's pale face. It probably wasn't doing the braided hair any good either, but at least it would get the blood off. He closed his eyes again. The chemical mist was making them sting. They wiped off the clots from their coats, with Duo's wet shirt, and wrung themselves out as well as they could. Wu Fei checked the cut on Duo's lower back. It wasn't deep. It would be the long leather coat that would require a few stitches, not Duo's hide. As Wu Fei turned away, Duo, without a word, caught his elbow and hauled him back under the raw light of the hangar's dirty neon. He tilted Wu Fei's head and felt around the lump near his ear. Satisfied, he jerked his chin towards the exit nearby. They walked out, looking like two drowned rats, but better than the perpetrators of a massacre. The preventer's duty was a distant, niggling annoyance. It dictated they should warn the authorities, get the bodies recovered, bring help to the survivors before arresting them if at all possible, and then hunt down those who had escaped. But Wu Fei ignored it. The preventer was not what had gotten them out alive today. Wu Fei had to uncover a part of himself he'd cultivated during the war and tightly controlled since then. A killer of Carver's caliber. The same wildness lingered in Duo's eyes. They had to go home, safe territory where they could hunker down and let this dangerous mood dissipate. Now was not the time to attempt anything constructive. They walked away from Recyke without a word, alert for further attack they did not really expect. Their enemy had won this round, but had taken quite a blow in return. Each side would retire and lick their wounds, and tomorrow the hunt would be on again. Wu Fei thought of two hard brown eyes, colder than death, and felt a friction of anticipation. They didn't take the shuttle, sticking to the back alleys that had become their haunts and highways. One sector, two sectors, the adrenaline and the anger and the dark, thrilling freedom still coursed through Wu Fei's veins. Three sectors. Four. A shortcut down into the lower level to take a freight carrier through the underbelly of the colony, jumping off at Machno. They emerged like demons from a trap door below the level. Wu Fei could feel the chemicals and leftover blood drying in his hair. It swung into his face as he walked, spiky and harsh. Duo looked around his home sector as if he didn't recognize it. "That was eight each if I didn't lose count," he suddenly said. "Eight. Yes. Fuckers just had to come in pairs." "I'll say that I got that extra one at the start, the one you interrogated." The cold tally was automatic, all part of the joke that was life and death.
"That one didn't count," Duo argued.
"Then we're even.
First one back wins it, then."
Wu Fei stared open-mouthed at Duo's back 6 feet away and accelerating, the black coat flapping like dark wings.
"Maxwell, you dishonorable cur!"
he barked, breaking into a run, pursuing a burst of breathless, taunting laughter. They pounded through the alleys, jumping over yard enclosures, clamoring over chain-link fences and junkyard contents, avoiding civilians in the self-imposed obstacle course. In the distance, women talked, children played. It was the middle of the day in Makhno. Darkness and murder ran on in the shadows, far from the reach of everyday life. Wufei didn't lose sight of Duo as they ran past the writings high up on the sector wall, but he could see the huge letters as if they were printed in the air in front of him. Only my freedom. His heart pounded as he chased the darting black shape, braid dancing like a war banner. Do what you want if you think you've earned it. He could feel every inch of his body, the sensual trickles of sweat down his back, the unbound hair whipping his face, every nerve singing a fierce pagan hymn to the pleasure of having survived and paid in blood those who had tried to kill him. Live now, tomorrow we die. Duo slammed into the backyard door. He didn't have time for a breath. Wufei piled right into him. I won! Duo huffed. Didn't. Words and gasps blended, melded with Duo's hurried breathing. You cheated. Duo's hands were hard as they grabbed his arms, swung him around and pinned him against the door. I won. Duo purred and kissed him fiercely. Live now, tomorrow we die. Wufei's fingers caught in thick hair, yanking carelessly at loose strands. The sensation made Wufei's heart pound as hard as when they had been racing. Duo's hands were on his ass, pressing their groins together. Wufei dug into the open mouth with his tongue. He got nipped by a sharp pair of teeth for his efforts. The darting flash of pain hardened him as much as Duo's rough movements. His fingers tugged relentlessly at the brown hair, forcing Duo's head to a better angle, giving him control of the kiss. Duo retaliated and pressed him harder against the door. The back of Wufei's skull met hard metal, while his lips were painfully caught against Duo's teeth. Wufei's right hand ripped free of Duo's hair. A wince ran through the body plastered to his. He gripped a shoulder. The will to shove Duo away faded under the sensual feel of cool leather beneath his fingertips, contrasting violently with the warm mouth taking his. Duo tore his face away and leaned past Wufei to punch in the security code to the door with unnecessary force. The keypad beeped the "incorrect code" signal, and Duo whined under his breath and fumbled at the keys again. No longer so badly pressed into the door, Wufei's fingers ran from Duo's shoulder to the back of the neck and the skin beneath his collar, fingernails trailing over damp flesh. The door fell open and they staggered in. Duo kicked it shut without looking and shoved Wufei before him. Wufei was ready to go down right there in the junkyard, but Duo hauled his wrist and staggered towards the door to the apartment. There was a bed in there, Wufei remembered, and shoved Duo onwards. They stumbled like dangerous drunks up the steps. Duo managed to slip the key into the lock without breaking it, and they fetched up against the workbench, the door swinging shut idly behind them. Wufei spun them around and cornered the warm, lithe body against the work table. Duo fought back immediately, bucking and pushing. Their bodies dragged against each other as they struggled silently, mouths nipping and touching more by chance than design. The workbench rattled and something fell over with a metallic thump. Wufei flexed his muscles, blood singing through them, his skin so sensitive that the rub of his jacket zipper against his chest was torture. He relaxed and let himself be pinned against the table. A hard thigh shoved his legs apart and pressed up slowly against his erection, making his knees tremble. At the back of his mind, behind the adrenaline and the blood they'd shed and the desire burning through his veins, a calm, cold voice was listing all the reasons why this was a very bad idea. But he wanted it too badly. He wanted to feel this darkness that matched his own. He wanted to touch that lust for death and life that wasn't ashamed of itself. Wufei broke the crude strap holding the sword on his back with a couple of frustrated jerks. The scabbard hit the workbench with a thud. He struggled out of his jacket,
getting no help from the body still crammed against his so closely he had no room to maneuver. The jacket caught his arms, trapped his hands behind his back. He jerked at it, frustration igniting underlying tension. Before he could snap and fight his way free from all constrictions, Duo's hand left the hip it had been mauling, reached behind Wu Fei, and jerked the jacket off. The hand then stuffed itself up his shirt, fingertips dragging across sensitive skin along his lower back, his ribs. Wu Fei relaxed marginally and flexed his hips to rub against the thigh between his legs, his hands fisting in the leather over Duo's taut shoulders. Duo was talking, soft, panted words. They sounded harried, not quite as self-assured as he seemed.
69? Go down on ya. It'll be good.
Hell no. Wu Fei's body knew what it wanted, and it wanted it far too badly to be satisfied with anything less. But he could only groan. The body against his leaned back a bit, easing up on the pressure nailing him to the workbench. He heard the clink of Duo's belt buckle. Wu Fei hauled the leather coat off of Duo's shoulders. Duo's fingers slipped from the belt, caught in the folds of leather. The want was so big it was beginning to alarm him. It had never been able to blaze so freely. It had never met someone who could match him blow for blow and stroke for stroke. His usual control was scattered, and that feeling excited him even more.
Lube,
he gasped, trying to focus on basics while he still could. No, Duo growled. No, he didn't have any? Or no? Duo shrugged off the coat. It fell to the ground with a heavy thump. Wu Fei's hands touched bared flesh where the wet t-shirt rode up, the skin peppered with small hairs that tickled his fingers. Smooth, hard muscle beneath. Live and tense. Solid and male and strong. Do you have any? No, Duo said again, the word hot against Wu Fei's throat. Then fingers ripped off Wu Fei's shirt and t-shirt together, the air harsh and cold against his still damp skin, and he was forced back against the bench. Something rolled off the surface and fell to the floor, and what felt like a spanner dug into Wu Fei's buttocks. Duo! Hands grabbed his wrists. Wu Fei tugged, but he was overbalanced backwards on the bench. No leverage. His hands were slammed into the wall behind him, bending him back further. Duo's body trapped his legs against the edge of the work table. The light of the street lamp cut through the blinds of the window next to them, cutting Duo's features into a barbaric black and white mask. The cheerful persona still hadn't reasserted itself after the bloodshed. Wu Fei was looking at Shinigami. Cruelty and strength, passion and determination, graveyard humor, lust for life and a primal hunger. Sorry, Chang. The words were hard, whispered against his lips. Maybe I'm nothing but a fucking spacer street rat, but I don't bend over for nobody. The words weren't making sense, except that it seemed there was some kind of obstacle, and Wu Fei didn't want any. Obstacles meant thinking, and if he started thinking, he'd never go through with this. I don't care who you think you are, Maxwell. I don't let anybody fuck me dry. Now do you have... His hands were suddenly released, the pressure against his body gone. Wu Fei managed to catch himself before sliding further backwards and cracking his head against the wall. You're letting me... Do you? Duo asked, as if he suspected a trick. That's what I said, Wu Fei snapped, then paused. Actually, he hadn't said it. He'd just asked for lube. You sure? Duo's tone was sarcasm edged with blades. I don't think you let gene trash like me mount the likes of you, Lord Chang. Wu Fei didn't fully register the words. The tone and the implication were enough to jar him out of his single-minded lust and into a more familiar anger. That tone did not belong in this moment born of blood spilled and the dark fire burning between them. You seem to be suffering under some kind of misconception, Maxwell. Wu Fei's hand slipped over Duo's chest and down to the solid mass between Duo's legs. Blue eyes hooded, and Duo licked his lips as the fingers stroked. I'm allowing you to top because I happen to prefer it that way. Tell me. Duo gasped and flinched as Wu Fei's fingers suddenly squeezed. Hard. Does that make me less in your eyes if I let you screw me? Less of a man, maybe? Do you think this is some kind of submission?
Duo swallowed carefully.
For an instant, his eyes flashed, feral and cautious. Street rat. But then he laughed, a dark chuckle that didn't move any part of his body below his shoulders. And it was the familiar Duo again.
I can be pretty damn stupid, handsome, but that stupid, I'm not.
No pet names.
Okay, boss.
The words were breathed against his lips as Duo cautiously leaned forward.
How about letting go? I'm gonna need that in a minute.
This is just sex, Maxwell. Nothing more, nothing less. Take it or leave it.
Oh, I'll definitely take it, Duo whispered into his mouth.
And it will be sex, no strings attached.
But just sex?
Nuh-uh. Wufei's mouth was crushed shut by a brutal kiss before he could answer. His hand shaped itself more gently around the hardness in his palm. It thrust against his fingers, tentatively at first, then hard as Duo's tongue forced Wufei's lips open. Wufei twisted his legs free from the weight of Duo's body. He leaned back, sitting more fully on the workbench, and wrapped them around a tight ass flexing into his hand. The play of muscles, the promise of it, lit the fire again and consumed him.
Ouch,
Duo muttered, pulling away and licking the small teeth mark on his lower lip.
Let me guess, you a biter?
We never did determine whether you have any lubricant, Wufei growled. Duo smelled like chemicals, sweat and blood, the heat from his skin making the scents overwhelming.
I've got some,
Duo started to say, and staggered back under Wufei's hard shove. Then go and get it, and we do this on the bed.
Yes, boss,
Duo snickered, walking stiffly towards the small sink, his hands jerking at his belt again. Wufei bent forward to unlace his boots. Far in the back of his mind, the list of ways this was going to blow up in his face kept scrolling by, and it meant absolutely nothing. The part of him that cared had been left behind in Recyke, where it wouldn't hinder him as he hacked their way out. Wufei was still in the grip of battle. He wanted to feel alive. He wanted the freedom that came of having only one choice. Here and now, his body screaming, his mind blunted by blood and fighting fever, he wanted to believe he had no other choice than to act on his desires that had been piling up, like dead regrets for the past 2 months. He could take this if he wanted to, and if Duo was willing. This decision was theirs and theirs alone. Nobody else could be hurt or affected by it, and so really, it was no decision at all. His wild musings, hardly even thought, were briskly interrupted. He started. He was standing in the middle of the room, with his pants undone, the only piece of clothing he had left. A hand was waving a small, plain bottle in front of his eyes, with EZ, anal lubricant, on its label, and Duo was asking, "Does this stuff come with an expiry date?" Wufei started laughing uncontrollably, a mood breaker of major proportions in other circumstances. But it didn't matter here. There was no proper attitude to maintain, no planning, no schedule. There were no limits, no barriers, and he could do whatever he wanted in this singular moment.
"You're fucking gorgeous when you laugh," Duo murmured, his grin hungry.
Wufei was tackled to the bed, still laughing and breathless.
"If you're gonna change your mind, now's the time to do it," Duo said.
"I could say the same to you," Wufei countered, still gasping.
"True. Let me see."
Fingers gripped the edge of his pants and peeled them off slowly. Duo had switched on the kitchen neon. It was shining at his back as he straightened up, one knee on the bed beside Wufei's legs. His gaze traveled over Wufei's body like a caress. Wufei leaned back and let Duo take him with his eyes. The stare passed unhindered over his scars, the ruined remains of his left nipple, and the ragged edge of the grafted skin over his pectoral. Duo had already seen the worst of him. Wufei's eyes explored every inch of the other body in turn. Duo had ditched his clothes at some point. The body Wufei had glimpsed that first day, and then spent weeks guessing at under tight pants and t-shirts, was there before him, fully revealed. New bruises decorated the arms and legs, making his skin look even paler,
and a trace of watered-down grime painted a line down his sternum. He held himself stiffly. The cut on his back must be burning in the cold air. Wufei wanted to take his time admiring the play of muscles. Not as developed as his own, but wiry and strong as steel cables. But his eyes kept dipping down to what he hadn't been able to see till now. Duo's cock was one more hard line on his body, flushed at its uncut tip, red against his otherwise pale skin and brown hair. Wufei realized he was spreading his legs already, at the sight of it, and reined himself in. Duo hadn't answered. "Well?" he rasped out. He didn't have to pretend, didn't have to act gently or seduce. Duo knew him. He'd already seen Wufei's tightly controlled mask and the killer beneath, and was no more repulsed by it than by the scarred body. Duo scratched his nose, his eyes twinkling as they made another slow pass over Wufei's body. "What was the question again?" "If you'd changed your mind, idiot." "Nope," Duo drawled. "Nope, can't say I have." "Lube," Wufei ordered, waving his hand. "You always this bossy in bed?" "Yes," Wufei answered tartly, which got him a chuckle. Duo picked up the lube from the floor where he dropped it, as well as a foil-wrapped disc, and crawled onto the bed. Wufei uncapped the lube and poured some on his fingers, with total disrespect for Duo's sheets and cover. He was in a hurry. Fatigue was trying to slow him down. His limbs felt heavy as the adrenaline leached slowly out of his system. That little voice of reason was still making its dutiful objections. But the want burned under his skin and in his loins. His fingers were trembling with both aching lust and the start of counter-reaction. It had to be now. Duo's eyes were incandescent as they followed the movement of his fingers. Those mobile lips were lax, open around short, sharp breaths. A tongue darted out over them. Duo's hands twitched. "You want me to?" "No," Wufei grunted, forcing himself to relax against the pressure of his fingers as he prepared himself. It wasn't easy. His body felt like a spring being slowly wound up, his muscles clenching and twitching with nerves. "Now, now, now!" Duo licked his lips again and fumbled with the condom, nearly dropping it. His eyes were wild and too bright. His fingers were also shaking. Wufei dug deeper, probing and pushing at the muscles, willing himself to be ready. Tonight, he had no patience with the flesh, with rituals, with foreplay and tame pleasures. Duo had slipped on the condom, his fingers trailing along the plastic gingerly. He leaned forward over Wufei as the latter spread more lube in and around the muscles that were still resisting the pressure. Duo looked like he wanted to kiss him, touch him, but his eyes stayed riveted on Wufei's fingers, swirling and plunging deeper and faster. "Now!" Wufei hissed, as the spring wound itself as tight as it was going to go. It was a wonder he could even breathe. Duo seemed to shake himself out of a trance. A hand landed near Wufei's belly, making the mattress bounce, and the feel of plastic pressed against Wufei's ring of muscles, slipping and slithering away as it hit resistance and slickened skin. Wufei barely managed to roll onto his back. One of his legs was caught between their bodies, as Duo grabbed his hips. Wufei felt blindly, reaching for Duo's cock and guiding it with his extended fingertips. The thick, uncut head pushed hard and sank in quickly. Duo's breath came out a gasp. "You sure you're ready?" Each word punctuated a thrust, his body too eager to care about Wufei's comfort. Wufei could feel every inch force its way in. It burned and stretched, and he wanted more. His free leg looped around Duo's hips, pressing him closer, arms thrown out for balance, scrabbling at the sheets, other legs stuck awkwardly. That body, whipped taut and wiry, that darkness, that strength, that lust for life in him. The spring gave a sickening lurch. Wufei screwed his eyes shut and held his breath, trying to keep himself in check. Duo groaned breathlessly as he pulled out and forced himself in deeper. Wufei grit his teeth to avoid biting his tongue as the thrust shoved him helplessly across the sheets. He reached blindly, found the wall above his head, and shoved back. "Ah!" Duo choked the end of the cry. warm skin and pressure against Wufei's thighs, and his anal muscles were tight with effort as his body shook with pleasure. The spring gave another shudder. Not going to last. Duo's body flexed. Out. Small, sharp pain. Wufei gasped, his eyes flying open. Duo pushed in hard against the resistance. He grunted and pulled out again, immediately, and Wufei's vision blurred. His heart hadn't slowed down since he'd looked up into Carver's eyes. Visions of bloodshed and running and a thing of murderous beauty by his side killing and grinning. Wufei shouted as Duo's cock hammered into him again, and his entire being centered around that, and the muscles suddenly loosening with a rush of pure, unadulterated pleasure. Duo chose that moment to stop moving, giving Wufei the heart attack that he'd been coming on for a while. "You okay?" Wufei's answer wasn't intelligible even to his own ears. His hands scrabbled at Duo's hips and ass, clawing and trying to force the obscenely motionless body into doing that movement again and never stopping. A shudder ran through the body close to his own. The way Wufei had moved and jerked, and the sudden stress, had caused his muscles around Duo's cock to clench and grip. Duo groaned, a high sound like a creature in pain, and then he was moving again, hard and fast against the dwindling resistance. Wufei braced against the wall. His arms were buckling. Duo's muscles were flexing beneath Wufei's encircling leg, and it was as good as he knew it would be. The slamming motion shuddered and broke. Wufei's erection was hot and pulsing in him. A hand on Wufei's hip gripped hard enough to bruise. Wufei felt the coiled spring give, the throb of Duo's cock, sensation rippling up into him, running over sensitive inner skin. His fingers reached blindly for his erection. They were cold with lube. The shock pleasure and the last small thrusts in his ass released the spring before it could rip him apart. Duo stayed close, arms wrapped awkwardly around Wufei's chest, his cock still deep and real within him as Wufei arched against the cover, fist slamming against the wall near his head. The last of Wufei's strength burned out with the sharp pleasure that was fading to a pleasant, exhausted warmth. Panting, he blinked at the ceiling. Duo sighed. A sweaty forehead touched Wufei's chest. A final wave of tired pleasure as Duo slowly pulled out. Crackle of plastic. Duo was breathing deeply, like a runner trying to force his breath back to normal after the race was won. Something landed in the garbage can near the desk with a wet noise. Wufei realized his eyes were closed. He should get up. He really had to get up. Though, offhand, he couldn't remember why. The words sleeping bag were running through his mind without making much sense. The sheets beneath his body were tugged away. Wufei curled his legs up instinctively, shifting his weight. The covers settled over him. There was a warm touch on his thigh. "You okay?" Wufei absently wiped his hand against the cover. "Yes." His eyes had closed again. He could feel his heartbeat slowing now, slowing for the first time in hours. "Let's sleep." Duo's voice was a low rumble. The hand on Wufei's thigh squeezed slightly, and then retreated. "We left the neon on in the kitchen," Wufei thought, a second before he blacked out.